This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Denver police officer and a suspect were injured during a shootout in downtown Denver last night. A handcuffed suspect in the backseat of a squad car had a second hidden gun and shot an officer in the neck, according to a police spokesperson. Another officer shot at the suspect multiple times. Both the officer and the suspect, who was initially arrested for stealing a vehicle, were taken to a hospital. The officer is expected to live, while the suspect is in critical condition. Two Western Slope communities held vigils for the victims of the Club Q shooting. CPR's Stina Sieg has more.
In the small town of Delta, about 40 people gathered Sunday at the Chamber of Commerce in front of a pride flag and photos of the five people killed at the Colorado Springs LGBTQ Club. Organizer Javi Sines, a local trans man and drag performer, organized the evening.
We cannot stay in those closets. We cannot let them pick us off. We won't go dead.
A vigil was also held Saturday at Charlie Dwellington's, Grand Junction's LGBTQ-friendly bar. Its organizer, drag queen Stella Ray, says the shooting deeply affected her community. But, quote, we can't let it stop us. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Cottonwood Pass in Eagle County is closed for the remainder of the winter. The road will reopen in April or whenever conditions will allow. The pass between Gypsum and the Roaring Fork Valley typically closes every year due to winter conditions and snow accumulation. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.